Love.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Drew in Washington.
DC. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Here we are.
All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Drew. I'll announce it when you're in studio. I'll announce it.
For a change. Just to make sure that knows there's something different
right.
happening.
Right. And until I announce Drew is actually in studio, just assume he's somewhere else. It's
perfect.
Easier.
Where's Dr. Drew?
Where is Dr. Drew? Jennifer Schaft is here tonight. She is the bachelorette.
Hello.
All right. How's her mic? Is that good? Can we hear her?
There we go. Hello.
Turn her up. You know what I love about this radio show? Every single night we have a guest, and every single night after the guest says the first three syllables, Engineer Anderson says, turn them up. And tomorrow night, well, we don't do a show tomorrow night, but if we did and we had a guest after the first three syllables, turn it up would be Anderson's decree. And that's the beauty of radio. Beauty of radio is if everyone did things the first time, then everyone would be getting paid more, and it wouldn't be such a hellhole to return to on a nightly basis. But that's not the way radio works.
Good to know.
Jennifer is in now you're down to three guys,
down
right?
Down to three guys, yep.
Monday night's 9 o'clock, by the way, on ABC. And Jennifer was the one who made it to the end with Firestone, and then that thing blew up. You guys were technically engaged?
I like how you say technically. Yeah, we were engaged, but I mean we were together for almost a year, but we weren't at the stage where we were planning a wedding.
Is he a sociopath?
No, he's not.
Something's
a sociopath.
Wrong with him,
no,
though, right?
He's a good guy.
What's
he's
wrong?
I can't, nothing.
Nothing's wrong.
Nothing's
with him.
Wrong with him. I mean,
she started with I can't say.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Something's wrong.
Nothing's wrong with him.
I don't trust that guy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why don't you trust him?
He's got a lot of money and he's good looking, so already that's two
already
strikes.
Already that's two strikes
that's
against
two strikes.
Him. Okay.
I don't know. There's some people that seem like human beings and other people that seem like they're inhabiting the bodies of human beings and trying to fit in with the other earthlings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it seems like. And it's especially bad with guys because they just try to act like guys. It just seems like something's up with that guy.
He's a nice guy. That's all I'll say. I mean, I don't have anything bad or scandalous to say about him.
All right. But you're all right.
I'm all right. I'm doing well.
You're right. And you got three guys left.
It's the big...
Did you ever think, by the way, and I obviously have feelings for all three of them, but we grow up being sort of hand-fed this thing where it's like you have a soulmate out there, and once you find that soulmate, it'll be right. You could probably be into any one of the three guys pretty easily, couldn't you?
Well, they're all really great guys, but, I mean, at the end, you do know. I mean, when all said and done in life and in love, I mean, there is
Adam,
supposed
you know
to be
how
one
attraction
person.
Is.
So.
You know how attraction works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not about the appearances of somebody or sort of the pedigree. It's about that thing in us, you know, the, whatever our leftover pathology is, we're drawn.
Yeah.
That's very true. All three of these guys are really great guys, but doesn't mean that they're all great for me.
It is that
chemistry thing.
Yeah. Which is more true for women probably than it is for men.
Because men, three women, ooh, great.
I just mean you really realize you could have been with many different people and possibly been happy with many different people. I don't know that there's one soulmate out there.
No, there.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's one person out there for.
I don't know
for
why.
You.
You know, it's sort of they start you early with the Disney movies and stuff, trying to drive that point
home.
Right,
and then when you get to a certain age, you just realize, oh God, what a great fantasy, but it's not. It's not true.
Would have been nice.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure it's a great fantasy. It's sort of limiting.
Well, it's great for a chick.
It's great when you're 21 and 22 and you're out of college and you can't wait to live happily ever after. And then you're closer to 30 and you're single and you're thinking,
right?
Okay, you know.
Plus, you got to figure out for every like one guy who actually is a prince and lives in a castle, there has to be at least five guys who drive like a rusted out
like
ranchero.
Maybe 10.
Maybe 10?
Yeah, I don't think
so.
I don't know.
I don't believe the prince ratio is that bad. I'd say for every one prince, there's probably five commoners.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then there's some in the middle, though, there, too. Right?
Yeah. I just mean, you're the chances of you getting the guy with the slipper and the coach and the fairy tale.
Pretty slim.
Yeah, let's face it.
But there's one perfect person, or there's a few perfect people out there for you. Not necessarily perfect people, but there's that one person,
right.
A couple people
there's
that could
handful.
Be right for you.
Yeah, I tell my wife she's in a group. It's a baker's dozen, basically. There could, and a sweetie, by the way, look at the populace of the earth. 13? That's not bad. That's not bad. And believe me, I'm being generous. I could easily round that up to 35 or 40. In North America alone. But the point is she made the cut. You know what I'm saying? There's no shame in that.
No.
What, Drew?
She's lucky.
She's lucky. That's right.
Very lucky. Very lucky.
Yeah, Jen. I called you Jen. I didn't mean to shorten
it. No, you
it
can
up,
call me Jen. Everybody calls me Jen.
I don't think I'm probably not your type.
Why would you say that?
If you knew the real me, you'd be into me, but I just think you're one of those people that I'm not so strong on paper, I guess is what I'm saying.
Why would you say that?
Well, I don't have a good pedigree.
I think you do. You're
crafty.
I'm crafty, but that doesn't translate onto paper. And, you know, I have some good thoughts.
You have your own radio show.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But I mean, a lot of girls might like that.
It's possible. It's possible. Thank you for your
you're
charity.
You're
I appreciate that. You see, you're digging deep. Look at that sweatshirt. That's only got one mustard stain on it.
I wish I had one of those.
Yeah, look at that. Zipper goes top to bottom, stem to stern. Look at that there. It's not one of those V-neck types. That's for sure. Built-in hood, my friend. Drawstring barely frayed. All right. Monday nights, 9 o'clock, ABC, and then the big. What do we got? The big Valentine's Day coming up this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to exotic locations.
Exotic locations.
Where do you go? Are you going somewhere exotic with each?
Yes.
So
I go to Bermuda, mm-hmm. and I go to Dufusky Island, which is right off of Hilton Head Island,
mm-hmm.
or not Hilton Head Island, but off of Hilton Head, mm-hmm. and then Cape Cod.
Wow.
Yes.
And nice. Where do you start from? Do you start from out here or
I went to Bermuda, then to South Carolina, and mm-hmm. then up to Cape Cod.
And, you know, the guys, like, I can't imagine what it does. I mean, you were in their position, basically, mm-hmm. a year or so ago. I mean, you know, you have this romantic weekend, everything's great, everything's lovey-dovey, and then it's like, I got to split, but I'm not going back to work. I'm going on another
somebody
date.
Somebody else, yes.
It just got to...
Yeah, it's definitely weird, but I think the guys, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird for me, too, because, you know, you go home from a date and usually, like, I mean, I'm a girl. I like to call my friends and be like, can you believe he said this? Or what do you think he meant when he said that? Now it's like, oh, wait, I have to switch and now I have to talk to somebody else. Like,
but
it's tough.
There must be a feeling like that you have to shake off the last date, mm-hmm. don't you? It's mm-hmm. like you walk away from this date. Oh, it was romantic. I'm having feelings. I'm having very serious feelings for this person. Stuff. All of a sudden, now I'm at a new date with a new person. There's still some residual feelings from the last date.
It's hard to switch gears like that. But then it also, I mean, sometimes it's not switching gears. The date showed me like, okay, I really like this person. Or maybe I'm glad I spent this much time because now I know for sure that it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. So.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal.
Yes.
One thing about Cape Cod, I learned last summer, that Cape Cod is the miniature golf and go-kart capital of the world.
Oh,
really?
You guys,
I didn't foreigner. See any of that.
You guys going karting? It's going to be awesome.
it was November. I mean, it was cold.
No.
It was cold.
Where were you?
So, we went to a lighthouse, I think.
Yeah, that's what you do when
Chatham
it's cold.
Bar. So just we were by the water, but it was chilly.
The Chatham Bar Inn?
Yes.
Chatham Inn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Very pretty.
Now, all of these guys are on their best behavior, obviously, and they're trying to impress. But sometimes women like a bad boy. And
that's true.
That would be my
Well, the
angle.
Mysterious ones are definitely more intriguing because you're trying to get to know them.
Yeah.
And the ones that come on really strong are kind of kind of freaked me out.
No, no,
so.
I would, you know.
Yeah, playing hard to get definitely
works. Here's the
works.
Way I'd play. You'd be like, all right, well, we got 18 hours. And I'd be like, yeah, run along, baby. I'll watch some TiVo. And you're like, what?
Why don't you like me?
Yeah, and then I'd give you this one to freak you out. I'd go, yeah, next guy you're going out with, I talk to him. He's pretty lonely. Why don't you give him a little something? Come on. Give him a little something. You'd be going crazy,
wait,
right?
What?
I would command you to have sex with the next
you
the
would
next
get
bachelor.
Me just like that.
And it would work. It would. Oh,
I agree.
That'd be awesome. What about that guy who cried? Did he freak you out? You look freaked
bit.
Out.
Yeah, it was kind of scary. I mean, not scary, but it was really, one minute he's crying, and I didn't really know how the tears started. I just kind of saw them streaming down his face, and then all of a sudden, he just kissed me out of nowhere, so it was really uncomfortable.
The weird, like, I'm trying to figure this out, because I've screwed this up a couple times in my own life over the years, but the emotional, tear-fueled bum rush never works on women. It freaks them out and they get turned off.
I mean, I don't think most women, I think most women like when men cry. You just got to save that for a little bit later in the relationship.
They want crying at, when you guys rent Old Yeller. They don't want crying and freaking out because you've not answered their phone calls
right,
or you're seeing
right.
their friend.
You don't
or
want
something.
Them to act too much like a woman. You want
yeah,
them
it,
to be
it,
a man.
It freaks you
yeah,
out. Uh-huh. You know what it is? I think when a guy is crying, see, I think when a guy cries when you guys watch an old movie, that's he's very sensitive. He's
mm-hmm,
open. He can touch his feelings. When he's crying in the midst of the relationship, you feel out of control. It's like I'm the
one who should be crying. Why are you crying? And I can't help you.
But I think for women, it's sort of like you feel like you're a kid and you're in a school bus and the bus driver keeps yelling, I don't know where I'm going. What do I do? What do I do? Yeah. Which is a gas.
What's this wheel thing?
What's this big wheel? And like, and the
what?
Kids start getting freaked out. Like, oh, you know, I think that freaks a woman out.
No, I totally agree.
So you got to cry, but you got to cry
at the right,
right time. And it can't have anything
over
to
the
do
right
with
thing.
The two of you, really.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I would work a cry-in.
You would?
I would. The right kind of cry.
Okay, in your whole little
I would
scheme.
Cry. You know what I'd do? I would shed a tear for the children. It'd be one of those things. I would just do one of those things. Like I just
when you were talking about, like, what, how?
You would come home.
Jen.
See, I would send you out because I would say, I need to watch TiVo.
Mm-hmm.
And I would
okay.
just tell you, look, here's some wham, some walking around money. Why you go hit an oyster bar or something, sweet pea. I'm going to watch a little TiVo. And you'd be angry, but you'd be intrigued. And then when you came back, you'd see single tear rolling down just at the end of this UNICEF commercial, like where the guy with the beard pleads for money.
So you could time it.
And you'd be like, wow. This guy,
he
there's something so deep here, so important.
I have to find out what that is, too.
Yeah.
You see the case he's building here? He's going to command you to have sex. Yeah, he's going to command you to have sex with the next guy. He's going to cry for the children. Mm-hmm. He's building a case.
It might work.
Yeah.
It might work.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. And then,
good case.
And then the windbreaking begins. And that's when it really gets
And the Dutch oven thing is very
She's
impressive.
Like, oh, my God, this guy's blowing gas. What a confident man. I am so,
so soon,
intrigued with this.
He must really be comfortable with me.
Talk
the
about
sweet smell of success.
About a powerful, confident man. Yeah. All right, Michelle?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's always funny whenever Drew travels, I always just take the call that the sticker he left on the he picks his calls by putting these little post-it stickers on the screen, and the one he left on here 3 days ago is the one I assume we should be talking to because it was just a remnant of Drew's last appearance here. So should we talk to Michelle? 30-year-old boyfriend is a virgin. All right, that's good. Michelle?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a boyfriend, and he's a little bit older. And I think he's a virgin. He says he's been with a couple people, but every time we try to do something, his erection doesn't last long.
He's Ooh. Gay.
Mm. But that doesn't make him a virgin.
What I've heard has only been, I don't see how it's possible that he could have.
Why?
Because it doesn't last long at all. I'm talking like...
Yeah, with you. You're fat.
Drew, Drew.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
By
Jen,
the way,
that's Anderson.
I would work that in, and it's our date, too. I'd be like, yeah, you look a little hippie.
You might need to lose
in those shorts, yeah. If we hook up, and that's a big if, don't get excited. I'm going to need you to drop just a couple around the waist.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And then I would punctuate it with a huge fart.
God, nice.
Awesome.
Wow, this
you
is
got me.
Yeah. You'd be
listen,
so
the
intrigued.
Does he ejaculate?
Hold on. Quiet down, Drew. You'd be on the phone with your friends. You'd be like, there's this one guy.
I can't figure him out.
He's
what does he mean when he farts?
He begs me to have sex with the other bachelor.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it wasn't a, well, no, it wasn't an angry fart, and it wasn't a horny fart. It was just, she's so hard to read, even his farts I can't read. Michelle.
Yes.
All right, sorry there, baby.
That's fine.
Now, does he lose his erection after he ejaculates or before? After he ejaculates.
Yes.
So he's just quick on the draw.
Yes.
All right, that has nothing to do with anything. That's just him. He could have 1,000 partners and still be that way. There's nothing to do with virginity or not.
And there's nothing to help him stay hard a little bit longer.
It's not about staying hard. It's about him ejaculating. Once a guy ejaculates, they lose their erection, period.
Yeah.
Hey,
I bet you're 18-year-olds.
I'm going on a limb here. Michelle.
Yeah.
Pre-med?
No.
You going to college?
Nope.
PhD in biology.
What are you doing? What's going on with you?
Nothing.
Okay. What's up? Did you have this 30-year-old boyfriend, and you just have this sort of wild speculation? You don't seem to have any idea who he is or what kind of person he is. What's going on? Where's your dad? What happened to you?
My dad died.
Well, how old were you?
How old were you?
18.
What happened?
Medical problems.
Dude,
around addiction?
What?
No.
What happened?
I'd rather not talk about it.
All right. I'm going to hang up on you then, all right?
Oh.
I have to.
But we need
You're
to know what's
angry.
Going on.
Okay.
Something's going on with Michelle.
Okay.
Something's up with you.
Okay.
I can hear it in your voice.
Okay.
What happened?
He had vasculitis, and I think that's what it was called. And the muscle was eating his legs, and he gained a lot of weight fluid-wise. And because he didn't do anything, he gained a lot of weight.
All right, hold on. Now, again, vasculitis, you're with lower extremity skin breakdown, smacks of something called cryoglobulinemia, which is a complication of chronic hepatitis.
Yeah, I think he also had that.
Drug
All
user.
Right, so he's a drug user, exactly. That's where he got the hepatitis, right? He never did drugs, huh?
No. I mean, maybe in high school, I'm not sure, but when I was alive, no.
All right, and he was good to you?
Yeah.
All right, good dad.
Yeah. Great.
No drinking, no smacking, no molesting.
Well, he drank, but, I mean, he stopped that when we were really young.
Mm. So he's a heavy drinker then.
All right. Yeah. And mom?
My mom and me are, like, really good friends.
All right. All right, Michelle. It just seems like you need to have a real relationship with this guy and stop speculating. Like, he must be a virgin because he has an orgasm too quickly.
Yeah, talk with him, for God's sakes.
That's another thing, though. He's, like, really shy.
He's shy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yes.
All right, well, act like it then, would you? Just go ahead and talk to him. If he doesn't want to talk back, then dump him.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do. He can wear a condom during sex. He can ejaculate beforehand. Mm-hmm. You guys can go at it repeatedly, you know, multiple episodes together. And there's all kinds of things can be done. But you have to work. He has to work with you on it. I mean, we sort of said this the other night, Adam, is that people don't. It's not that if somebody has a problem, that's no big deal. You commit yourself to the relationship. But if they aren't willing to work on it, then that's it.
Right. Right. Yeah. I would be such a mystery to you, Jennifer. You'd be like, who is this guy? And it'd be cool, too, because...
I'd have to call this show to figure you out.
You wouldn't even know my name. That'd be my whole thing. I would be Mr. X. You'd have no idea.
What's your name again?
Nah.
Not yet.
You know what? I'm not ready. It's too soon. And you'd be like, please, please, I'm begging you. You know what? I've been burned before. I gave someone my first name once, and I got burned. I'm just not ready. I'm not ready to give my first name again. And you'd be going out of your mind.
I would.
Be awesome.
You were right.
Yeah, so intriguing. let's see.
Talk to...
Yeah? Talk to what?
Line one.
No. Let's see.
Don't talk to line one. Do not talk to line one.
Well, this time I'm really not going to do it, idiot. Kathy?
Oh, no, actually, it's Cassie.
Cassie. Uh-oh.
Cassie, yes.
All right.
So, actually, I didn't really get to tell him what I was calling about, like all of it, but I'm 21, and I'll just go ahead and get it all out right now. I had a baby when I was 17, and her father and I got married like 2 years ago, and that only lasted like a couple of months because he's just a typical 20-year-old. And the last couple of months, like whenever we would have sex, it's just like I wasn't enjoying it, like I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm. Right, your relationship was falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And, all right.
Like, we've been separated for a year now, and, like, this was about 4 months ago. I go to college, and I met a guy that was in one of my classes with me, and he was, like, my study partner, and we became friends. And I mean, like, after going out a few times, we hooked up, and it was still, like, the same. Like, I just wasn't into it. And I don't know if it's because...
All right, you had sex with him?
Yeah.
All right.
Were you into him?
Yeah, I mean, I really like him. He's still, like, my really good friend. I think maybe we just jumped into it too soon.
Okay, good
maybe
friends.
He is just
doesn't
a friend, yeah.
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 But
yeah.
I just, I'm scared that, I don't know, am I done with sex?
You had the baby that slows things down. You had a bad relationship.
Right. That slows it down further.
Yeah. You just need the right guy. Did he give you any oral sex?
Yeah.
All right. See, that'd be one of my things, Jennifer.
Yeah, that's something else. Like, I didn't even enjoy that. It was just,
Wow.
It was just really weird.
That speaks volumes.
Wow.
Because I thought, I don't know, I mean, all my friends talk about sex, and they're just like, oh, it's so great, and I don't feel like that whenever I have sex.
Yeah, well, it's been a while.
Are you on medication?
Yeah. No.
Are you on birth control pill or something?
No.
Nothing? No medicine?
No, nothing. I take vitamins,
All right. So what you need to do is just focus on your school, focus on your kid.
Yeah.
Find a relationship. You'll be fine.
Okay.
I know it says Pollyanna-ish. Jennifer, over here, baby.
Yes, sir.
What do you think? Do you have any thoughts on this?
No, I just think that obviously she hasn't met the right person. I mean, she likes him, but it's just obviously the attraction isn't there.
If this was a 21-year-old male, we'd say
something.
There's a problem
right.
going on here. This person is attractive. You're attracted to them. You had sex. You didn't enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You're depressed. Something's going on. But for a woman, sometimes there's all the reasons.
Right. Well, I think for women, it's not about the act. It's about who you're with and how they make you feel and
right.
if you're comfortable. And
right.
It's the person. It's not...
The right. mystery?
Yeah, the mystery.
The mystery.
Mr. X.
Right, Mr. X.
Yeah.
That's what
and then I start, you know what I do?
Maybe this guy just isn't mysterious enough.
I do that thing where I go like, Mr. X, I'll blindfold you. And then we'd draw you a bath, give a oil massage. Yeah.
And then,
give a massage.
You would? You would.
Yeah, that's what Mr.
But
X
would But I wouldn't
would
even
do.
Know your...
You wouldn't
still
know.
Wouldn't know your name.
You wouldn't know my name and you wouldn't even know we did it.
How would I not know that?
Roofies. I probably wouldn't talk about that part of my plan, Drew.
Okay.
But, very mysterious.
Even without the roofies, she may not know.
That's true. It has happened before. Yeah, velvet blindfold. Oh, yeah. All right. We got to take ourselves a little break. By the way, Jennifer's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. And that is, tonight. And you can see her on. How'd it go?
It went really well. It was very fun.
Yeah.
Luke Perry was on, who was Dylan.
Yeah.
90210.
No.
That was very
Believe
exciting
me, I know.
For me.
That I sort of would adapt my character, Mr. X, around
Dylan.
Yeah.
He was
quiet,
mysterious.
Loner. Troubled.
Whoa,
troubled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there would always be something in my past that I wouldn't let you know about, but I was running from my past.
And I would just want to help you.
Yeah.
I just want to make it okay.
You just, that's all. You just want to make it better. And mm-hmm. it'd be like, you just want me to open up. It's like, I can't open up. And then every once I get, and then I get angry and punch something.
Because or do you have the sideburns?
I have the sideburns. And I do things with my hair, you know, I'd just be in anguish all the time, just like, ah. And you'd be like, Mr. X, could you just open up? And I'd be like, damn it! I'd punch the refrigerator. You don't understand!
And oh, I would love it.
Yeah, just running from my past, not jogging from my past.
Sprinting.
Not sort of, you know, moving in the general opposite direction of my past. Full-blown sprint from my past, a dark past that I
Ooh.
Can't even talk about. The imagination just reels. Ooh, what?
What could it be?
What could it be? It's intriguing, I'll tell you that.
Love it.
All right, Drew's in D.C. Jennifer and I are out here. I'm going to give a little plug to the Saw DVD, which is out February 15th. So when is that? Tuesday? That's Tuesday. That's this Tuesday. It's stars Danny Glover and Carrie Elwes, and it's what about it, Drew?
It's a scary movie. And if you
yeah, well, it took you 20 seconds to come up with that. Yeah.
And if you are there's a damn delay here. And if you get through tonight, you're over 18, you get his DVD, you're placed in a drawing to go to England to be in the Bloodstock.
That's right. Bloodstock. Concert. You go to England, you go see Bloodstock. It's in Derbyshire, England, and we'll put you in the hat for that. All right, so that is Saw. That is out on DVD in about 5 days, and we'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, not in studio tonight. Jennifer Schiff is our guest tonight. She is the Bachelorette, ABC, 9 o'clock on Monday nights. And this Monday, big Valentine's special. 3 exotic locales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very exotic.
You know what? I think my move would be, you know, besides not telling you my name or anything, be like, all right, Adam. I mean, Drake or whatever your name is. You know, be like, Mr. X, you've made it to the final 3. Now, I'm taking Todd to Bermuda. We're going to Florida. Then I'm taking Larry to San Francisco. I'd be like, yeah, you kids run along. I'm going to hold down the fort. And you're like, what?
You wouldn't even take a vacation with me?
Yeah, I'm like, listen, it's cool. Go take those mopeds for a spin around the block. You're ready to saddle up to a Harley. We can talk.
So you think that would, we really think this would work?
It worked. Like, listen, I'm going to be back here. You know what I do? I can't leave town for more than 2 days because of my horse. Because they love, chicks go nuts for horses. And you're like, you have a horse? And I'd be like, I've said too much. I ride from my past. I gallop from my past. The main thing is like, yeah, I have to feed her. She's sick. I got her from the horse rescue. I got the horse.
Another
from the
tier.
Town.
Another tier.
One tier. And then I do this thing. If I ever get my hands on the guy who did that to my horse, so defensive. And then I was like, don't look at me. And you're like, it's incredible. Yeah, I wouldn't even get a healthy horse. I went to the pound to get one with 3 legs.
But I don't know that.
No,
right?
you don't know. All you know is my horse is damaged. It's lame.
Just like you.
And I can't go out of town for 3 days because I have to feed it. I have to feed it with a, I put an apple in my mouth and I feed it like, you know, like we're kissing. That's it. Because I'm the only one he'll trust. You know what I'm saying?
That's really cute.
Yeah, and you're like, so I'm like, run ahead with your boy toys.
I got something else.
I gotta stay stateside here. I gotta take care of this horse. Okay.
I would really respect you for that.
Yeah, you'd be all be awesome. All right, let's take a question for Drew. Bart.
Yes.
You're 21.
Yes.
Are you a virgin?
No.
Really?
Really.
Almost a virgin?
Not even close.
All right. What's up?
I've been with a girlfriend of mine for quite some time now. We've had sex in various positions, and I have trouble giving her an orgasm when I'm on top. The only time she ever orgasms is in a very specific position, and she doesn't enjoy doing it that much. So
you're breaking my heart.
I know. The fact that she got an orgasm at all with intercourse, she's way ahead of the curve.
I know. Come on.
Well, I mean, it is a little troubling because I love when I can do that for her, so...
Yeah, well, you can do it for her when she's in, you know, reverse cowgirl.
Or whatever.
Or whatever, though that laugh makes me think I may have nailed it.
No, it's just a funny name.
Speaking of reverse cowgirl, I announce to you that I don't believe horses are for riding. Or, you know, for dragging farm implements, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're just as smart, just as loyal as any dog I've ever had. And then I tell you, I have a sea turtle that I rescued, too, that I have to take care of. It only has one flipper. Yeah.
Do you cry over the sea turtle as well?
I'm over it.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Okay.
And you know what? I cleaned it up from an oil spill, and we really bonded. Bart?
Yes.
All right. What position is that, by the way?
It's sitting up on a couch or various seated position.
Why did you like that? Yeah, what difference does it make?
I'm sorry?
What's so problematic with that about the position for her?
She doesn't think it's so much fair that she can only orgasm in that position, and no matter what we're doing.
How about most of the women that can't have an orgasm with intercourse at all, which is most women? That's ridiculous. The fact that she's even able to do that is ahead of everyone. That's great.
I see your point, but I'm not sure she would.
All right. Well, is
she there?
Up.
Oh, is
she there? She can't be there, can she? Her, by the way, you know, she's 20. She's having orgasms through intercourse. She's just having it in a prescribed position or predetermined position.
She's whining about it.
It's like a kid in high school complaining that they're only driving a BMW and they could be driving a Maybach or Ferrari.
Absolutely.
It's like,
yeah,
are
I
you
think
kidding?
She should just be happy with what she's...
I got a moped. I'm pushing a shopping cart. Please. Yes?
Yeah, I think she should just be happy with what she's got.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Keep the mystery going. Keep the mystery out.
Yeah, I mean, I've never met a woman that has an orgasm in every position. Bart?
But they don't know because you're such a mystery. And
I'm X. Yeah, Mr. X. Bart?
Yes?
Is she there?
No, actually, we're in a long-term
relationship. All right, you're breaking my heart. Something's up with Bart. What's up with Bart?
I don't know.
Nerdy, weird, I don't know. Drew, what'd you do?
What'd I do?
You did a college lecture tonight?
University of Maryland.
I thought you were out there doing something else.
Oh, I was, but I was at University of Maryland tonight.
All right.
I had a bunch of things to do. I had a lot of stuff to do when I was out here.
All right. I guess we're lucky
good.
To have you. Yeah, no. It's
remember, you remember University of Maryland?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was vomiting last time I was there.
Mm-hmm. Casey?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Okay, well, I've orgasmed a few times before, but only on top. And I was having sex with my boyfriend one time, and I wasn't on top. Actually, he was. And while we were actually having sex, I urinated, and I didn't think that was possible, and I didn't know what was wrong.
Were you having an orgasm when you urinated?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a orgasmic incontinence, that's called. You sure it was urination and not an ejaculation?
Positive.
Okay, well, that happens.
Right. I didn't know that was possible, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all
okay.
Right.
Was your boyfriend okay?
Huh?
Was your boyfriend okay with it?
Yeah, he was completely fine with it. We just didn't know that what was going on or if it was, I don't know, if something was wrong that it happened or, I don't know.
I think guys are kind of impressed with themselves when they produce anything. Don't you think, Adam?
Yeah. Although I draw the line at duty. You know,
that's not sounding very mysterious anymore.
No.
Well, I just mean, in a way, it's a compliment if you really break it down. It's sort of like if you're assassinated, it's kind of a compliment because it means you've risen to some position of power or something. But it's still, it's a kind of backhanded. Yeah, that's the way I feel about the duty. Yeah, yeah. And I wouldn't talk about that. I wouldn't talk about that as Mr. X. I would just tell you, to go along with your boy toys to Bermuda, have fun in the sun on the beach. Mm-hmm. I got to go to the shelter. I got to work with the damaged animals that I've rescued. And, you know, I got to feed the horse with my mouth and the apple.
Or the turtle?
I feed him the same way, but I use kelp. Put kelp in my mouth. And he is so old, he has no teeth, so I have to chew the food and regurgitate it into his mouth. Yeah.
Whoa.
Lucky turtle.
Well, he was damaged by the tanker accident. I'm still cleaning parts of him. Huh. The shell has many cracks and crevices. Yeah. All right.
Poor guy.
Yeah. But you're getting, it's poor mysterious guy. Now.
It is. I really need to find out more.
You're getting hot. And then here's the other thing. One morning, you wake up and you look out your window. It's early. There's still mist and dew on the grass. You see me doing Tai Chi.
No.
Slow movements. Tai Chi just out in the field. Horse. The three-legged horse. It's in the background.
Where's the turtle?
Turtle's there, but you can't be seen because the grass is too high. I'm doing the Tai Chi. And you hear the flute music. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You're hearing the flute.
Recorder. It's recorder.
Recorder.
That's mysterious. That's mysterious.
Yeah, and you're like, wow.
Tai Chi is mysterious.
Wow. Wow.
He has so many levels. So many layers.
And then you know what the other one is cool? We go out on one date. And I break into a crazy accent and a crazy language. You know what I mean? Like, we go out for Vietnamese food.
And the
guy, like, comes by and he's like, and I'm like, nung, 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 nung. And you're like, oh, my God, he speaks Cantonese. And I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like I say, oh, my gosh, where did you learn Cantonese?
Let's just move forward. Let's not,
something from your past?
I can't live in the past. I'm running from it. Remember?
Galloping from it.
That's right. On the three-legged horse.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Sheft is here tonight. She is the Bachelorette on Monday nights, 9 o'clock, ABC. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Yeah.
Ready?
Woo!
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 It's hot.
Woo!
Yeah.
Ready?
Woo!
Woo!
It's hot.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew in God Knows Where. Jennifer Sheft is here tonight. She is the Bachelorette, 9 o'clock, ABC, Monday night. Big Valentine's show. Big, exotic, locale Valentine's show coming up this Monday. Is it, by the time you were done with the process, were you done? I mean, did you think, all right, I've had an ass full of this, I don't need any more of that.
Yeah, I don't need to do the show ever again.
You know,
I'm done twice now. I don't think.
But this is much more intrusive.
It's a lot more being the one doing the choosing versus being chosen.
Harder, right?
It was much harder, and I think I realized it, but not. I didn't realize the extent.
Anybody you feel like? Maybe the one that got away.
No, I think I was always pretty confident in my decisions.
You knew?
Yeah, I knew. I knew. I think I know pretty quickly whether or not it's going to work or not. Mm-hmm. So, no regrets.
Mm. Right.
No regrets.
Tell you what I would do, Mr. X would do. I would just bring a rose to the ceremony.
Put it on yourself?
I'd just bring an extra one. No, I'd do the thing where you came over to give me the rose. I'd give it a good five count before I did anything. I'd just be like... And then the single tear.
I don't know.
Single tear from my Velvet Zorro mask. I always like that, too. It's like in the movies where the really good-looking, strapping guy's just wearing that stick-on mask. Like, who is he? Who could he be? And it turns out he's our faithful gardener over here. But it's like, who could he be? Like, I think
you could still tell with the mask. I don't think it's that big of a disguise.
If Jimmy showed up with like a Zorro mask at my house, I'd be like, Jimmy, why are you wearing that lame Zorro mask? I wouldn't be like, who is this intruder? Who is this masked man?
I know, I agree.
Pretty easy to figure out, right?
It It's very strange.
Plus, you could tell if the guy was hot, too. You see his chin, you see his mouth, you see his shoulders,
his ass.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Please.
Yeah. Not fooling anybody.
I wouldn't go. I'd go with a full sheet. You know what I mean? Over me. Not the Zorro mask. You know what I mean?
From the beginning?
Yeah, Mr.
X. You like a ghost?
Like from
ghost?
The beginning of the whole thing, you would never...
I would do this. I mean, you know what I would do to you a lot? I would go, it's not about looks, you know, for me. And then I would do this one, too. Every once in a while, when you try to talk, I'd go, shh, shh, don't speak. Shh. I'd do the shush. I'd shush you every once in a while.
Would you give me a reason why I couldn't speak? Or just
No, shh, no. I mean, now. Quiet. See how that would work? Shh.
Okay.
Shh. True?
Yeah, I'm being quiet.
Yeah, shh. I want you to be quiet, too. All right. Let me talk. Let me talk to Beth. Shh. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, my precious. Beth?
Hi.
Shh. Don't speak.
I love the show, guys.
Shh.
It's great.
Don't, thank you, but you're ruining it by speaking.
Sorry.
Shh. I have a damaged sea turtle and a three-legged horse. Those are my children. Those are my family. Forget about the past. This is the future. You understand? I ride that sea turtle away from my past. Frankly, at a slower speed than I'd like. Not at a great clip because it's missing a flipper. We end up going in a big circle. It's tough. All right, Beth. Now I command you to speak.
All right. Two questions.
All right.
First one's regarding my boyfriend's penis. He's 24. Mm-hmm. And we've been having sex for about 5 months now. And I don't know, for some reason, it doesn't work sometimes.
What happens?
Mm-hmm. We'll be having sex, like, in the middle of it. And his penis just goes limp. I would say, on average, like, he'll go through periods of time. Like, it won't work for a week straight. And then we'll be fine for, like, a month.
Mm. How long into it before he loses the erection?
I would say about 10 minutes.
Is he, he doesn't ejaculate?
No.
Is he wearing a condom?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does the condom bug him?
He says sometimes, but we're using a different brand now. He says it's okay.
Mm. Is he on medication?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Why don't you get on some birth control?
Actually, my GP took me off of it.
Mm-hmm. Why?
She says it might be raising my blood pressure. Huh. I'm not on it right now.
Really? Uh-huh. High blood pressure, 23?
Yeah.
Are you overweight?
No.
High blood pressure. That's weird.
We never heard of the pill with the blood pressure thing, do we?
I guess it's been reported, but that's a pretty rare thing.
All right. Okay. Maybe he might need himself a little workup. Something's up. I mean, when you're a 24-year-old guy and that plumbing isn't working, or it's working sort of sporadically, that means something.
It can. I just wonder if they're just going at it too long and he just loses erection. And he's wearing a condom.
Yeah,
and he's all
10 minutes.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what about it? What should he do?
I know. I agree with you. He does need a biological look. I agree. But beyond that, it's sort of... what does he say the reason is?
He comes up with different reasons all the time. He definitely says it's not me because I've been worried that it has been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How often are you having sex?
Excuse me?
How often are you having sex?
How often? I would say every day.
Yeah.
Once a day.
And is he also masturbating?
Yeah, if we skip a day.
Yeah, maybe back off a little bit. Give a couple
give
days to sort of get a little head of steam going.
Mm-hmm.
I think that problem will go away.
Mm. I'll tell you the one thing I do reveal to you, that I come from tremendous wealth, and they're trying to buy my love.
And you can't be bought.
I can't be bought. That's the whole thing. I'm not for sale. And I told my, you know, and I knew... when my father learned of the life that I chose, I would be written out of the will.
But is this the past you're supposed to be keeping secret from me?
Part of the past. I let little glimpses
here and there.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where it's very... See, the whole money part is intriguing because you know I come from tons of money, yet I'm too proud to ever talk about it or claim it. But in a few years, there might be a payday when the old man keels over, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's intriguing to you. You know what I mean?
Right. But because you're not affected by the money, but...
Right, right. And yes, you're right. I cannot be bought by my past.
Mm-mm.
I'm running from, you know...
Because you are your own person.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And
With a turtle.
That's right.
A sea turtle and a horse.
That's right. One missing one flipper and the horse.
How did you get a horse and a turtle both missing legs?
I was part of the Sea Shepherd program where we take animals that have been damaged by, big oil companies. And I volunteer my time. And I just took a shine into this sea turtle. It's missing a flipper. It was covered with crude oil. I used to go there every week and I cleaned it with a Q-tip and some nail polish remover.
Took
over
turtle.
A year to do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know who the lucky one was? Me. Yeah. A lot of people think the turtle was the lucky one. And the horse, I just got at the pound. People don't know you can get horses.
I didn't know you could get it.
They don't know.
Horse at the pound.
They don't know. They don't know. But I would
never. Good to know, though.
I would never go to one of those horse mills. I don't believe in
no.
that. When there's plenty,
me neither.
There's plenty of horses that need a home. No, I'll tell you where I got the horse. I was driving down a country road, and I saw an evil cowboy abusing him, like just smacking him and whipping him.
Again, more tears.
I went right over the fence and punched a guy. Just clocked.
Was
him
he a so cowboy much. Clown?
No, he wasn't a rodeo clown.
No. But I mean, I thought maybe an evil clown cowboy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He was. He had like a barrel. He was wearing a barrel with suspenders.
Yeah.
he had huge shoes. Huge. And I got a bunch of grease makeup on me when I punched him out, but it was worth it.
Nope, for the horse.
Yeah. All right. Jennifer thinks she's leaving, but she got one more break in her. That's what I realized. Do you have one more break in you, baby doll?
I do.
God love you. Jennifer Schaft is here. She is the Bachelorette. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, it's Love Line. That's what I'm saying. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah. Jennifer Schaft here tonight. She is the Bachelorette. Monday nights, 9 o'clock, ABC. Big Valentine's special coming up on Monday. Three exotic locales. Three men, so-called men. Not the X-Man.
And one Mr. X.
One Mr. X. And then, so that's this Monday, and it's going to get narrowed down to two at the end of this Monday, Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Now we're at two, and then what?
And then there is a reunion show, which is the Men Tell All show, where they get 23 guys, not the final two, but the 23 other men get together and talk about the show and me and the stuff that they did. And then the final show is on February 28th. It's the finale.
And that is then, the reunion show then, so it's 2 weeks from
From Monday. This the
Monday.
Finale.
And are there, if guys did this for the most part, or when guys do this, I imagine they just sort of keep the most attractive women, provided they're not just crazy bitches, you know what I mean? They just go from least attractive to most attractive, and that's who makes the cut. But I imagine as a woman... There are some guys you cut that may have physically been more attractive than some
of
the other guys.
That is very true. Because, I mean, somebody could be really great looking, but then you talk to them for a minute and you just can't even carry on a conversation. So,
right.
So yeah, I definitely agree that. But I think the three men that I have remaining are very good looking. Yes.
Yeah.
Especially Mr. X.
Well, you know,
well,
Mr. X
transcends appearance.
That's right. He's a deity. Mr. X is like, you know, the reason, I explained to you that the reason I like to spend so much time with the sea turtle and with my three-legged horse is because I feel sometimes like everyone wants something from me. You know what I mean? Everyone's
they
pulling
don't,
me.
Though.
But they're pulling me in so many different directions. You know, my dad, he wants me to come. He wants me to work at the firm. Because, you know, I do have a law degree.
Oh,
I will let that go. I do.
New
and,
little,
and I'm a doctor.
Little tidbit.
I'm a physician. I'm a cardiologist. I'm 40.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm a successful, renowned, but I walked away.
You can't be bought.
Yeah,
you
can't be bought.
What?
So my dad wants me to go to the firm, but that's not my whole thing. I'm not a tie guy. I'm not a button down world. I like wearing a collar, but I like rolling up my sleeves. That gets you going. That's intriguing. I want to work with my hands. At the end of the day, I got to look in the mirror. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then think of all you could show her about Home Improvement.
Ooh. Oh, my God, yes.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
She's into that, I know.
Are you into Home Improvement?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
Yes.
Oh, you're in, dude.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Boy, that's
inching
it.
Your way up.
Shirts off, tool bags on, muscles glistening in the sun. You're awakened every morning by the noise of a hammer. Just what is that? What's he up to now? It's up on the roof. Yeah, don't talk. And I could even do it from the roof. You know, I could shush you from like 30 feet. You're like, what are you doing? Shh. Shh. And you're like, huh? Shh. Don't talk. And you're like, what? Okay. And I'm like, shut up. And I'm up on the roof. It alternates. Every morning, you're woken one morning by the sound of a hammer striking a nail. Next morning, it's the smell of Canadian bacon coming from the kitchen.
Ooh.
Yeah, something I whipped up. Yeah, that's what Mr. X does. All right.
That's great.
Is that the gas again?
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Sarah?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
But I don't eat meat myself.
Because of the animals.
Yeah. Because of Barney the turtle. And Jericho, my three-legged horse. Yes.
God, now I know his name.
Yeah.
What's the turtle's name?
Barney.
Barney, okay.
Jericho is the horse. And I haven't told anybody. Nobody knows that. Shh, don't talk.
Oh, be quiet.
Shh. Don't even say be quiet. Just no talk. Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I'm dating a guy who's a little bit older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And we've only been dating for like 7 months now. And I'm in love with him and he's in love with me and whatever. Mm-hmm. All that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to have sex with him. And he's not a virgin, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to have sex with me yet because... I'm not really sure why, because, well, basically, someday in the future, distant future, mind you, he wants to marry me, and he'd like me to be a virgin when he marries me.
Mm.
But I don't really want that.
Is he a religious guy?
No, not at all, actually.
All right, hold on. We got to talk about him behind your back.
Yeah.
Listen, when you're religious and you have these kinds of beliefs, that just means you're sort of quasi-retarded and sort of stupid and believe in the fairy tale stuff, and that's fine, but at least you have an excuse. When you're this kind of guy, minus the religion, now it's creepy. Now you're just controlling, Svengali type. It's weird, right?
Well, it makes me wonder if he's really that into her. Sometimes when a guy, you know, when a guy is not willing to sort of step up to take the virginity, sometimes it means I don't want to be that guy. I'm not really into her. I don't want to take that responsibility. I don't want her to get too attached to me. But then he gives the BS on the other side of that, Mr. X. He gives you this business about, I want to wait till you get married. That's just cruel. If in fact he's not that into her.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Do you think he may possibly just be using this as an excuse not to, you know, create that bond with you?
No, I don't think that.
You don't? He's truly in love?
I believe so, yes.
What have you guys done physically?
Basically everything but sex. But the thing is that, like, he feels really, really horrible because I can give him an orgasm and he can't give me one. Because I've never had one.
Yeah.
And I don't enjoy masturbating, and I don't enjoy oral sex. getting oral sex.
Oh, you don't? Do you have a sister? Yeah.
And so, and he wants to give me oral sex because he wants me to be satisfied, but I don't really enjoy it. And so...
Well, wait a minute. Is it you don't enjoy it because you're uncomfortable, or you don't enjoy it because, you know, it's like it tickles or you're sensitive or something?
Right.
I think it mostly has to do with uncomfortable.
Mm-mm. Like it's too intimate? You don't, you can't relax?
Yeah, kind of.
But then how can you have sex with him if you can't, you know, that's intimate as well.
I mean, yeah, but it's just something about oral sex that just really bothers me somehow. Yeah,
alright, something's going on. And by the way, my velvet Zorro mask, that's the only thing it comes off for. Oral sex, you see the velvet, when you see me reached on tie, that's, you know, the ecstasy train is leaving the station. Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. No, it is. Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Anything we need to know about? Something weird? Somebody do something to you? Out of control? Molestation? Any of that stuff?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't really remember most of my childhood. Mm-mm. But I do remember when I was like 5 or 6, my older brother and sister showed me a lesbian porno, and they had me take pornographic pictures of them. But I'm almost positive that I was never touched or never sexually abused physically.
That needn't be. Yeah. I mean, that's enough
strange
trauma. Just,
yeah. Well, it also speaks of the family that you're living under the same roof
with. Well, that was my first stepfather, so him and his family is out of the picture now. That was just for a short period of time when my mom was married to him.
This is creepy stepdad and stepkids?
Yeah, kind of.
All right. That's kind of weird.
They're gone now.
I know they're gone now, but it's like saying the fire that burnt 80% of my body is out now. You still got scars all over you, though.
Absolutely.
I don't know what else went on, but it seems like there's something going on with you, Sarah. All right, so here's the thing. We believe you when you say this guy loves you. You got some intimacy issues. You guys are nowhere near ready to get married.
No.
I think you guys, you know, if you're 19 and he's, I don't know, how old is he?
In his 20s.
How old, goofball?
22.
All right. Can't say twice in his 20s.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that 10-year span, you retard. All right, just to grow up and talk to him, would you? In his 20s, how dare you? Everyone wonders why I hate them. Yeah, the mask, just for the oral. And then it's right back on. And you never get a look at me. Because your eyes roll the back of your head. Back arch, you're actually staring at the headboard inverted, even though you're on your back. You know, it's like, all the way back like that. And then immediately, you know, once you regain your composure, and that's not for a little while.
It's back on.
It's like, oh.
How about when you're receiving, Mr. X?
I leave it on for receiving, and that's where I really shine. True. Tell her.
He's world-class receiving oral sex. Like, nobody's, like no
nobody
one else.
Else.
There's
yeah,
no one that receives like Mr. X. Nobody.
A lot of guys brag about what they can do to a lady. What about what I'll let a lady do to me? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
That takes
one lucky woman.
Yeah.
Or
that's
number
a
of women, right?
Could be into the
he'll never let you know.
Yeah, you never know, but you'll feel like you're the first and the only. I'll tell you that right now. But seriously, a lot of guys brag like, "Oh boy, I'll rock your world. I'll do things to you." You never forget about that. My thing is like, I will let you do things to me that you've never done to a man before, and nobody receives like I do. Nobody.
And that's sure, part of the
sure,
mystery.
Part.
Well,
just give her a glimpse.
It's a shot. Like might be
give her a taste.
Like Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, he's got me.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll do a, oh, yeah.
Now think of Jericho. Jen, think of Jericho.
Think of my horse with three legs.
And Barney.
Barney still got a little of that 30 weight crude on him. Yeah.
This just won't come off.
Wow. No. And I think that's sort of life. You know what I mean? It's like those memories I'm running from. no amount of turpentine could ever scrub those memories away.
Mm-mm, no way.
Wow. Powerful
like Barney
stuff.
Shell.
Like Barney Shell. Still going to have a little faint oil
You're
residue
kind of like
on
the
there.
Turtle with the hard shell.
Hard exterior, mm-hmm. gooey soft inside, nougaty
and
inside.
And no amount of turpentine will clean it up.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's deep.
Powerful.
Heavy.
Jen?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up, baby doll? Sorry for keeping you on hold for 98 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you're just lucky that my phone bill turns off at like 7 o'clock at night. So.
Oh, really? You got, what do you got, cell
Unlimited
phone?
Unlimited nights at like 7.
Ah, all right. What's your question?
Okay, well, my boyfriend was doing meth during the last part. Well, not the last part, but he was doing meth and the sex was awesome. And he went to rehab, and when he got out, we hooked up again, and he just wasn't as hard, and he didn't go as long. And is that just because of the drug? And if so, is there anything else that he can take?
Is he on any medication now?
Maybe something for like bipolar disorder, but not really.
Well, that's
you got to get back
very
on
powerful
the meth.
Medicines.
I mean, it's pretty.
Yeah, those are very powerful medicines, and when people come off methamphetamine, they can be depressed. He's bipolar. He's on bipolar meds. That can affect erectile function and the libido. So he needs to get things stabilized. He needs to talk to his doctor about the medication.
Your concern is touching, though, by the way.
Yeah,
Jen.
Yeah. Your priorities are in all the right places.
It's refreshing. You know, Drew, Jennifer, just when you look at this world and you say, what are young people thinking? What are we leaving this to? What are they going to inherit? And then someone like Jen calls in and says, my boyfriend's his dork is limp because he's off the trucker speed. And it really snaps it back into focus. And you really you really realize there's a lot of good. There's a lot of good out there. There's a lot of good people out there. You know,
like Mr. X.
We only hear from the troubled ones. But then someone like Jen calls up. It's like, he ain't giving it to me right because he's fresh out of rehab.
Jen, are you doing speed too or something?
What was that?
Are you doing drugs too?
No, I was done as soon as he was done. I was like, ugh, no way.
Well, you know the speed damages brain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it causes brain damage, causes destruction of mood center, memory problems. It's a very dangerous drug. Let's support his recovery, okay?
Okay.
All right there, sweetie pie.
All right.
It doesn't seem like you're in this for the long haul.
He was in rehab for like 8 months. He just now got out, and I'm still planning a trip to go visit him.
Okay.
Like, I love him regardless, you know, but, you know, is there anything to help out?
Well, it's
you can go
meds.
To Al-Anon.
Yeah. All right.
You can you will help him by going to a codependency recovery program.
All right. I don't think she's going to do that. Jen, he lives in a different state. Where is he?
He is in California now.
And you're in Colorado?
For now.
And are you planning on moving to California?
Yeah, actually. Ugh.
Please? Really? Can't he just come out to Colorado? I got to have one more idiot who doesn't know it's legal to turn right on a red when the intersection's clear. I got one more of you idiots out here I got to sit behind?
Yep.
All right, please promise me. Here's the thing. Anybody coming to California, especially Los Angeles, would you please promise me you'll shake your ass when you get behind the goddamn wheel of your car? I'm so tired of you guys dragging your asses all over this goddamn town. Hey, look, it's a Bill Cosby star on the walk. Go! I'm going to work. I live here. I hate it. Please move, people. That's what I'd like. Let's put people in a driving simulator and see if they can pick up the pace just a little bit before we let them into this city of ours. Because I've realized this city is just, it is made up of the a-holes and the ass-draggers from across the country and across the world. Like, here's the deal. You have to be super narcissistic and you have to drag your ass or we won't let you into our town. That's really what seems to be the edict that has been passed down. And then you get on the road and everyone is like, because here's what it is. It's a combination of, I'm going to drive really slow because I'm a wuss mixed with, I didn't grow up here, so I'm not sure where I'm going mixed with none of you exist. There's no
right.
There's
right.
no rear. I don't even know why this car is a rear view mirror. What's this here for? I guess it's. I guess I can do my nails. I can fix my hair with it.
Makeup.
But nobody seems to acknowledge anyone else's existence in this town. So it's like all day long. There's people like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to turn left here. I'm in the right lane. Oh, I'm just gonna wedge myself halfway across the intersection, come to stop. And all you invisible people, you can just wait. Because I screwed up. I was supposed to turn left here, and I thought I was going right. But since I can't circle around the block because I effed up, you guys can all wait because I'm the head a-hole from the town I'm from. You see? This is the kind of... And this. And by the way, this isn't... You know what Los Angeles is treated like, I just realized? It's treated like a bathroom at an airport, which is... This ain't my city. This ain't my bathroom. I'm going to take a dump. I ain't going to flush the toilet. I'm going to take a whiz in the sink, and then I'm on a plane, and I'm out of here. L.A., and yeah. it's all Los Angeles is, you know it around the Super Bowl. It's like, oh, everyone's a Pats fan. Oh, man, big Pats fan, big Pittsburgh fan, big Philly fan. Everyone's a big fan of everywhere except for the place they live, and all they want to talk about is the town they're from. And if they were in their beloved town, they would never think about throwing that burger wrapper on the ground or driving like right. that or doing anything, but... This isn't their town, but the problem is they've been here for 14 years and they're never going to leave. But it's not
there.
And then
you have to worry about it.
Oh, please, people, could we drive in this town? Could we move? I work in Hollywood. I got to go vine every day, and it's like the signal's changing. There's two idiots, and they're both going 28 miles an hour, and the signal. And I'm like, let's go. And by the way, you two know each other that you can just drive right next to each other. And what about this? You're going back to Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. There's a town. That's
good
it.
Good town.
Yeah,
go there. People drive. People honk a horn when you don't move.
Absolutely.
No, nobody honks in this city. Nobody drives. And when is the last time you drove next to a car with nothing but hundreds of yards of open real estate in front of you, and you're just puttering along? That's where, like, what do you guys think? You're driving the pace car at the Indy 500? Get the hell out of the way. What is that thing where you have to leave the 200-foot buffer zone between you and the rear bumper of the car in front of you during rush hour traffic?
I have no idea. I would be very upset by that, too.
You would.
I would. I would hate that.
People in L.A., horrible people, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. No,
horrible drivers. Weird mixed grab bag of effed up ethnicities who can't drive mixed with the head a-holes from the rest of the country. So here's what we get. All right. Here's what we have. We have the top 5% of a-holes from the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the world. We have the whacked out ethnicities that were actually riding like llamas and mules and things only moments. I mean, like the people that came here took a donkey to the airport. You understand? And then flew here. But their last thing they're on were like a donkey or an emu or something. They don't even know what the hell to do with a car. Now, they're uninsured and they're freaked out and they don't have papers, so they don't want to get pulled over or anything. And... they're just completely out of it. I mean, have you seen more space cases than L.A.? Just people that were just gone, just out of it. They have no idea when you're behind them. You get on the freeway.
I have to admit that I probably am really one of those awful drivers in L.A., though.
Get out.
I can't. I don't know where I'm going.
Shh. Don't talk.
Shh.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is, too.
I'm one of those people that you hate.
Nobody knows.
But I think you're probably aware of when somebody's driving behind you and when somebody's
directly next to someone. And
how about you're on the freeway and it's at night and you're going 46 miles an hour? And
yeah,
the
I wouldn't do
lane,
that either.
And you got some guy with the xenon headlights who's 4 feet behind you and it doesn't register. Now I'm going to go 46 in the fast lane. You would move over,
I would
right?
move over, yes. Please. I wouldn't be driving 46, though, either.
That's right. You would be moving, right?
I would be moving. Okay, I guess I'm not that
All
way.
Right. How about we reestablish that fast lane?
Okay.
How about we get that going? Huh?
I'm into that.
How about we get the town moving? How about that?
How do we do that?
You want to know how we... Oh, I got... I got plans. You're not going to be able to hear it because you have to leave.
I have to go.
But, you know, you can get in your car.
I'll get in my car and turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio, and then you can drive. People in this town, they drive like those robot vacuum cleaners. They just keep going, and they bump into something, and then they change direction. So you can try to find your way back to the hotel. Okay. And you can hear my answer about
this. You've been fascinated by those robots lately, Adam.
I really am. I really want to get one of those. Yeah?
You don't have one?
No, I don't have one because I know they don't work.
Oh, they do work.
They don't. Do you have one of those?
Great. Yeah, they're not great, but they'll keep things clean.
Here's my feeling with that robot vacuum cleaner. It starts off okay, everything's going good, and then I come home one night, it's on top of my wife.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
That does happen, yeah.
Yeah, artificial intelligence, it's taken over. You know what I mean? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
All right. You know the key to those things not taking over? I've seen enough movies with the robot-y kind of things taking over. When you build them, you can't make them look like they have a face at all. You can't put the two red lights so it looks like their eyes when they light up and it looks like they're staring at you. Yeah, don't do it that way. That's the mistake people make when these things sort of get smart and try to get you, is they end up looking like a face.
Mm-hmm.
They have the red things for the eyes. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
That what brings
you
him do? To life.
Make it look like a turtle. That's what you should do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a great idea.
Yeah. Barney and
Jericho.
That's right. I know the horse's name. It's just hard to talk about. That's all. He has one. He's missing a leg. But you know what? When I get him shooed, I get full price. Full price.
I haven't even thought of that.
You know, it's only got three shoes. So like, I'm sorry.
You should get at least a 25% discount.
That's what I'm saying. But you know what? It's not about money.
Mm-mm.
Not with Jericho.
You can't be bought
not
either.
Not with Jericho.
Neither
can
he.
I can't. He can't either. That's right. All right, Jennifer. God bless you. Stayed an extra break. The Bachelor.
Thank you.
Bachelorette, I should say. Monday nights on ABC. You got the big Valentine's special coming up at 9 o'clock this Monday. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah. Get it on. Look at that, right?
Yeah,
now.
Break it down.
Break it down and get it on. It's Loveline. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let me give a little Saw plug here. DVD. The Saw DVD. Scary, scary stuff. Coming out on the 15th of February. And let me just tell you this, Drew. Every puzzle has its pieces. You aware of that?
Are you being Mr. X again?
No, I'm just telling you, that's the deal. That's the thing with Saw.
Right,
every
right, right.
puzzle has its pieces. This is a scary, nice. Scary movie. And I'll tell you what, if you're 18 and you get on this program, you will not only win yourself this Saw DVD, but you will go ahead and qualify to go to England to Bloodstock. Yeah, you may never come out. You may never come back. Yeah,
they'll
just notify next of kin after you go to Bloodstock. They'll bury you. They'll bury you in England. Never come back to American soil. But you'll be rocked. That's the whole thing. Kyle?
Yep.
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up, buddy?
I got a Germany or Florida.
Fantabulous. Right. Go ahead.
A drunken man walks into a flea market and buys a hand grenade. When he gets home, he argues with his friends whether it's real or not, so he pulls the plug and throws it out the window. It explodes and no one's hurt.
Hmm. He's drunk,
though. Sounds Germany.
It sounds German, too. Yeah.
Where could you buy a loaded grenade in this country that somebody wouldn't absolutely freak out about it, you know?
Well, you know, it's a lot of stuff, a lot of surplus stuff flies under the radar. The Germans, they got those grenades, they're on a stick.
Yes.
They throw them like a stick. They chuck them like an ice cream cone, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. We just got the grenade. We, you know, ours just a regular fragment style. All right.
Germany.
Germany. You're going Germany? I'm going Germany, too. All right. Germany, Kyle.
Yep, Germany.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. 82 minutes on hold for that.
Yeah.
Thanks, brother, man.
Okay. Later.
All right. Take care of yourself. Wow. Drew, we're on a roll.
We're doing well.
Yeah, we got out of the blocks. You know, we got out of the gate a little rough.
We had a little downturns here and there.
A little hitch in our giddy up, but now we're back. And I would venture to say stronger than ever.
We've not done any Ranchero countdown in a while either.
Engineer Michelle is the one responsible for bringing in the beautiful, fantastic Ranchero music. She's going to her little mobile DJ booth and pulling herself out some Ranchero music. Yeah, we'll get that queued up. I'm going to take one call, and then it's time for Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown. Lance?
Yep.
22?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I'm interested in getting a vasectomy. And I heard that I might have a hard time getting a doctor to give me one.
You're kind of young to get it. What's the urgency?
Well, I am not interested in having kids. And I'm having a lot of problems with condoms.
Well, you know, a lot of things can change as you sort of mature in age. You're 22. It's hard to make a life commitment. You know, to commit yourself to never having kids at 22. Adam was committed thoroughly to being an astronaut pirate.
I know.
By 15.
Yeah. Hold on. Pirate astronaut.
I beg your pardon.
There's a difference. You're right. Yeah.
You're right.
I'm still clinging to it. Well, look, here's the thing. I don't understand why doctors won't perform this if, you know, you say, and I know they won't, but I just don't understand it. You know, my whole thing would be like, look, I don't want kids. Give me the piece of paper. I'll sign the piece of paper. And that's what the problem with this country is people say, look, I'd like to do something. The person says, okay, well, I'm not going to do it until you sign this piece of paper that states you have agreed to the procedure. You then sign that piece of paper, and then later on when you change your mind, you get to sue the doctor anyway.
Right.
What's the piece of paper for? I don't understand how this country works. I mean, you want to do something, sign the piece of paper saying this is what you want to do, and you won't sue him if you change your mind. Then he does the procedure. Done and done. And the other thing is can't you take some of your sperm and freeze it or store it or do something with it?
Yeah, but that's not a sure thing, but I'm sure there are ways to preserve stuff, yeah.
Also,
the sperm bank does it.
The procedure is reversible oftentimes. Do they have a procedure that is just more reversible than other forms of procedures?
They do, but they're also, but they tend to be less reliable also.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. I would just, Lance?
Yeah.
I would, I don't know. Then you got the sperm freeze thing, and then they charge you, right? I mean, don't you have to charge like it's like a locker at the airport.
Yeah, well, we got that freezing place here in Scottsdale where Ted Williams' head is.
Really?
Nice.
All right. We'll go down there, say hi to Ted, and beat off. Perhaps you can use him as motivation.
Well, oh, my God.
What if in 8 or 10 years, if I want to reverse it, what's the likelihood?
Not that likely. I would not count on that. No.
Really?
It's not something you can count on. You can try, but it's not something you should count on.
Well, you shouldn't count on it, but it's still likely they could do it.
There's no completely reversible procedure as far as I know.
All right. Well, look, it merits more investigation. And if you even have to ask the question, well, what if in 8 or 10 years, maybe you're not a good candidate for the procedure?
Right, then they'd say don't do it. Exactly.
But I would look into storing it in Ted Williams' head. Or I'm not sure what his plan was with that. I wasn't listening. The point is I would go ahead and try to store some of that and then go ahead and get the procedure. And Drew.
Yeah.
What about just a freezer you have at your house? I know it sounds cockamamie, but
No, it's got to be liquid nitrogen. Very cold. Yeah.
All right. Engineers, Michelle, what do you got? You got some Ranchero music?
We're all ready.
All right, Drew. We'll just play amongst ourselves. Maybe I'll bring somebody on and see if they want to play along with us. John, we got Meredith. Meredith sounds like a delight. Meredith?
Hello.
Hello, Meredith.
Hi.
This is a rare treat indeed for you because you've been invited to play along in Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown, okay?
Well, I'm honored.
I figured you would be.
She sounds very excited.
You tell us how many seconds until we hear the accordion music after Engineers Michelle fires up the random ranchero song in a random spot of the song?
I'm going to go with 2 seconds.
2 seconds. Shrewd. Yeah. Shrewd. Savvy.
Yeah, I know my ranchero music, you know.
No kidding. And Drew, what do I got for you?
2 seconds.
She said 2 seconds.
Oh, she said 2. I thought she said 3. 3 seconds.
3 seconds. That's a puss move, by the way. Going 1 second more than the chick.
It's gonna be all right. 4 seconds.
No.
It's gonna be right around there.
Let the baby have his bottle. All right. You do 3 seconds. The man is gonna do 6.
Ooh.
Right. Yeah, I'm feeling it. All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There. 3.
It was 2.5 or 3.
3. 3.
I'm telling you, it was between 2 and 3. Wait, my blood. Don't ruin the song by talking over it, Drew. Turn it up a little, Michelle.
You're right. Quiet.
Yeah, song's hot. Oh, yeah. It never gets old. It's such beautiful, melodic music. Yeah. And you know what it is? It's really... I don't know what he's saying, but... Is there anyone or this country has no space program 40 years after we got ours off the ground? Anyone? This music rots your brain. You listen to like 45 minutes of this, you can't tie your shoes. It's made to annoy. This is what you would play. Like, here's what I'm saying. Turn this down, engineer. I'm going to poke my eyes
destroy.
Out.
And destroy.
Here's the thing. Here's what it is. Right. If you were in a competition with somebody and you were both forced to take a IQ test or an SAT or an LSAT or something, and you could choose one particular brand of music to play that you hope would damage their chances to score higher than you, wouldn't it be this? Would there be any question?
No.
All right. I'm saying someone's got to pump a little classical into that country so we can get them on their feet. Go ahead, Meredith.
Okay, so you're ready for my question then?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So my question is...
And by the way, I'm calling that a tie. I'm sorry, but I was looking at the clock, and that was between 2 and 3 seconds.
Maybe a little round down. I mean, that's just my opinion. But
you got to remember, I was picking 2 or 3.
Well, Drew's argument is he couldn't take 2. He would have taken. He would have gladly taken 2 numbers. All right, go ahead, Meredith.
Okay, so basically, my question is that I had an experience where I was sexually assaulted about a year ago, and I am away at school, so I was back home at Christmas, and I finally told my parents about it, and they were like, one of the first things they said was, you know, maybe you should tell your younger sisters about this. Like, it might teach them something. And they're 13 and 15. And other than the fact that I was kind of like, okay, you could hug me or something. But I didn't really know how I felt about that. And I said, well, you can tell them, but I just didn't really know, right. First of all. I mean, I'm sure...
All right, hold on.
Angry.
What happened? Well, possibly rightfully so.
But then resentful on top of that. That's like, I'm not going to tell my sisters who I'm already jealous of.
And wait a minute. I could see that being traumatizing.
Traumatizing. It's not what she was hoping for, certainly.
True. But don't talk. Just look the way you look, but don't talk. All right, Meredith, what happened with the sexual assault? What were the circumstances surrounding?
Well, actually, I get the feeling it's not a very normal thing, but I work at a place where there are a lot of regulars, and someone new started coming around and then started waiting for me after work and, like, showed up. And so it was a stranger, basically.
So you work at a restaurant or bar or something like that?
Actually, I don't work there anymore. I worked at a newsstand.
You worked at a newsstand?
Yeah.
All right.
Where this happened.
What happened, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I kind of have problems with the rape word. I don't know why, just because it makes it more real or something. But basically, that's what happened.
So he waited for you to get off of work at the newsstand.
Mm-hmm.
And then what
he
happened?
Held you at weapon or something?
No, so, well, basically, I mean, he kind of just started, like, at first, you know, he seemed normal, but I guess maybe I didn't use very good judgment. And then, I don't know, I'd sort of be, like, walking the direction of home, and then I'd have to, like, go really long routes, because I'd be like, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to go home now. So basically, he just, I don't know, and I guess he just kept following me. Figured out where I lived, because I don't live too far from work, so I just walk home. And then he showed up one day, like I got out of the shower, and he was in my room. And I was the only one in my house.
You, like, rent a house at school?
Yeah.
So you got out of the shower, and he's there?
Yeah.
And then what?
And then I was like, well, what are you doing here? And I asked him to leave, and I said, this is really weird, and you're freaking me out, and I'd really like you to leave. And he wouldn't leave, and then basically he forced himself on me.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
What time of day was this?
It was night, actually. So, I mean, I'd even had, like, a couple friends over earlier, and then they left. And I was like, man, I really wish they hadn't left. But I don't know. Maybe that means he was waiting for them to leave. I don't know. But
do you live alone?
No, I don't. Actually, I have a couple housemates, but they were all home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, they were out of town.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, all right. So the guy didn't have a weapon, but he forced himself on you.
Yeah.
And did you scream and all that stuff?
I mean, at first I was just like, this is not happening, you know, and I'm like, no, 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 you know, and then, and I started screaming at him, I mean, which was kind of the best I could do. I mean, I'm not very strong. I think that was probably the worst part, was I thought until then I could defend myself.
Well, so did you report him to the police?
No, actually, and that was kind of... I know. Okay, so the people I worked with, I said, look, like, if this guy comes by, you know, he's been kind of freaking me out, and so if you don't mind, just keep an eye on him, tell him please don't come here and stuff. And so everybody at work kind of had my back, but I didn't, and that's kind of why I'm like, well, I don't know if that's a great lesson to teach my sisters, but...
All right, so the whole thing has been sort of, let's call it mismanaged, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Yeah.
Your parents didn't respond in a very empathic way. You didn't report it, get a forensic examination. You weren't referred for treatment, so you've had no way of dealing with this.
Did he break into your house?
Well, no, because I didn't really, I hadn't locked the front door. My friends had been over, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to bed. And then they left, and I got in the shower.
Really?
I don't know. I didn't have my front door locked.
Okay, hold on a second.
But listen, get
all right, we got to take
a
break.
Get to a rape support group.
Yeah, something's up.
All right.
I mean, you know, this is rape, no doubt about it. But listen, you got a weirdo guy following you around for the several days or weeks or whatever. Don't just send your friends out the front door and hit the shower. I mean, you got to lock the door, right?
Yeah, you think.
Something's up, a little bit up. Yeah?
All right. We'll see.
All right. Take a quick break. Be right back. Yeah. Tell you what, man. Tell you what. All right. Woo! Get it on.
All right, Mr. Axe. Here we go.
Yeah. Got my turtle and my horse.
Jericho.
Jericho. It's just, you know, it's so, you know. Yeah, Jericho. I got to write that down.
I think she's Indian.
Let me tell you something about she started. Let me tell you, she had her arms crossed. She was like, "You better prove it." You know,
she had her arms folded. You built your case. You built your case. Yeah. You started slow. You started chipping away at that ice.
Oh man.
Genius! It was art. It was artistry.
Hey, did you learn something from the master?
I did. I was taking notes. I swear to God, I just worked hard.
Virtuoso performance.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
true.
And I didn't even get into the home improvement stuff.
You hinted at it, though.
I hinted at it, but if I started to, you know, really get into it, I was scared she was going to ruin the stool she was on. Yeah.
And you didn't even show her your feet.
No. Attractive feet.
Right.
Kind of good looking. Very good looking feet. Not that anyone cares, but chicks like a decent looking ped. All right. Meredith?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So, all right. You got to get some counseling. There's something going on, and obviously you got to get some help for the rape, but then there seems like there's other things going on. Either way, for what you've been through, You need to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And your family's clearly not helping. And, you know, they've sort of made it worse. What I was saying at the beginning was it certainly wasn't the empathic response you were looking for. And then on top of that, they sort of dug it in further by saying, well, tell your sisters about it. You know, really? We're going to worry about them when I'm in need? I mean, that's a horrible thing.
Yeah, it sounds like they were. I imagine friends, family, loved ones and stuff, sometimes the reaction to somebody who's a victim of a crime, survivor, not a victim. Well, actually, you're victim of a drive-by shooting, but a rape, you're not a victim, you're a survivor. I forgot, you idiots.
Right.
So the point is I imagine there's a part of me that would want to say to my son, daughter, wife, whatever, why didn't you lock the door? Like, there would be a part that'd be like, come here, I'm sorry for what happened. But there would definitely be a part of me, it's like, you're not locking the door? You got this weirdo following you around for a week, and you're just going to go hop in the shower? You think you're making a horror movie? Like, wouldn't there be that aspect, Drew?
Yes. You wonder if she has been a victim in the past, that she's being such a good victim in the present.
Well, the world may never know because we have to take another break.
Oh,
we'll be
dude.
It's cool. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Well, that's
there you go.
There you go. Fine. Don't talk. Shh. I want to thank Jennifer Sheff for coming out here. ABC Bachelor, Monday night, 9 o'clock. I want to thank phone screener Brian for doing a fantastic job all week. Engineer Chris. I miss that man child, Chris. He's probably safely at home in his mom's house, studying for junior college tests he'll never take. But God bless him. I want to thank engineeress Michelle. Always on the ball. Smile for everyone. What a pro. Speaking of pros, how about producer Ann and junior producer Lauren doing a great job. And, of course, the magic fingered ones. The master of the potentiometers, engineer Anderson. And, of course, Dr. Drew. So, until next time. This is Adam Carolla for the aforementioned Dr. Drew saying mahalo. I have a damaged sea turtle and a three-legged horse. Those are my children. Those are my family.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or the station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.